Penelope has been in the careful care of Tropical World in Letterkenny, where she has received her rehabilitation and is now seeking a forever home, for the want of a better word. So the ASPCA is appealing for a person that would have the knowledge and the facilities for this type of reptile, given the fact that I suppose the snake itself, the royal python, can live anything up to approximately 20 years. So it is it's a long-term commitment, and we would be appealing to people that could give that long-term commitment to Penelope. We would be most thankful.
And do you have any idea where the snake came from in the first place? Was it privately owned?
We simply don't know. I suppose we put an appeal out through yourselves, I remember at the time, and to date nobody has come forward with any information as to where or how Penelope came to be at the Echo Park in Kinlaw. So we're confident at this stage, almost 10 weeks later, that we were assuming that nobody is going to come forward, and we can only assume that perhaps Penelope was discarded there for whatever reason. And I suppose we're conscious that, you know, if Penelope can have a new home, that it's a forever home this time, and the same situation doesn't develop again.
Okay, and in terms of the care that would be required, can you give us an idea of how somebody, obviously there are people out there who keep snakes as pets, what kind of care would be required?
Not an awful lot of care. As I said, their royal pythons can live in up to 20 years, and we would be appealing for somebody to give them a home for you know, that long-term commitment that would be involved in owning these type of reptiles. Pythons, like all exotic animals, must be housed in an environment that as best possible mimics the conditions of their natural environment, and they should be housed in a solitary environment, because they're not used to being with other companions. As I said, the royal python here is a non-venomous, obviously, and as a pet, it should be fed on pre-killed mice, and you know the amount would be maybe 1 to 2 mice per week. So it's not an awful lot of in terms of the feeding capacity. But as I said, we are appealing for a special home where somebody can give it that long-term commitment to avoid Penelope having to go through the hardship that she found herself in when she was rescued.